Now, kitchen sort of all around you.
Well, now, like I said, my house was segregated in the sense that the kitchen was over there, out of my space. It wasn't part of my, you know, everybody's houses had segregated kitchens. Except for later on, black people. You know, you'd go in and working class white people, like the friends that Debbie and I had up in the mountains of Georgia. Then kitchens became a social space. Where people would get together and do things together to prepare. And food was a whole, you know, social experience. But then, that changed somewhat from this whole thing of doing grassroots organizing. But I was still always going to potlucks or whatever. I was an observer of this.
An observer of the food phenomena.
An observer of the food phenomena. And and I started to appreciate it more. But now that I've been sick, and I'm actually, even though it's not a big bunch of mouths to feed, I've been around you here in this kitchen, and like I said, watch the way you know, you're what I would call voracious about preparing it. Or not exactly voracious, but certainly voracious about eating it and really enjoying it. And you know, and I'm seeing how much time goes into it, and you know, just a whole lot of stuff. And and I'm saying in my political relationships, a much more personal aspect. Because people come over here when you're dying, they're not just come over here to talk about how to fix the streetlight. You know, they, folks open up, I open up. And I've experienced some of that in the past, but not like this.
It's a great gift. As Rupi says, it usually is left unopened. But you're opening it.
What's that saying?
I'm very fond of Wilkie anyway. So under your prejudice. Love and death are the great gifts that are given to us. Mostly they're passed on and opened.
And who's that? Wilkie? What's her name? Rose Marie.
Ranier. Marie.
Henry Marie Wilkie.
Perhaps my almost favorite poem.
Really?
Comes after Mary Oliver. Probably.
And that's, like you said, a tremendous gift. bed, I wake up and open up, and then, hey. Because I don't get to spend so much time on these things that I'm feeling and thinking about.
Maybe not. Maybe you're spending as much time as you need to spend. Who knows? I don't know. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Can I get the stuff that has prednisone in it.
Mm-hmm.
It's more powerful. Mm-hmm. Please? Yeah, Sandy's even tried to teach me about saying please.
I know. I gotta get the laundry. I forgot it. Oh, and I left some outside hanging on various branches. Not your mother's, some other thing.